You have reached Mark for roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, it is.
May I have your first name, please?
Anthony.
Tony, can you spell it for me?
Anthony. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Anthony.
And can you spell your last name for me?
Gitarre. G-I-T-A-R.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Your phone is breaking up.
Gitarre as in G for George, I for Idol, E for Tom, A for Apple, R for Robert, E for Edgar.
In the case we get disconnected, what would be a good callback number for you?
909-749-9498.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the provider information and how long it will take them to get to you?
That would be great.
Messages and data rates may apply. May I have your policy number?
0401-08-1601-44079.
And may I have the last 6 digits of your VIN number?
Okay. VIN number. Hang on a second. You said last six?
Yes, sir, the last six.
Okay, so you, 51644.
You said 644?
Correct.
All right, so I'm going to repeat both of those back to you just to make sure I have everything correct. The last 6 digits of the VIN number, I have U as in umbrella, 51644. And for the policy number, I have 0401-08-1601-44079. Is that correct?
Correct.
And can I have the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
It's a BMW 330, year 2017.
And what color is that vehicle?
Blue.
And what's going on with the vehicle today?
I'm sorry?
And what's going on with the vehicle today?
Overheating.
It's overheating.
Yeah, it's overheating.
Okay.
I'm going to make it home with it like that.
Oh, yes. I understand. I'm so sorry to hear that. So are you requesting a tow service today?
Yeah, I'm requesting a tow service. I just need it to be dropped off to a shop.
And have you already contacted the shop?
Yeah, I already contacted the shop, and they said I can just drop it off whenever I get there.
Okay. And will the vehicle shift out of park?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat?
Will the vehicle shift out of park into neutral? Like, can you put it in neutral?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It has both options.
Okay. Is this service a result of an accident?
No.
And will you be there when the provider arrives?
Yeah, is required, right?
You don't have to, but it'll just be considered as an unattended toll if you don't.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can just leave it here?
Yeah, so what you have to do is leave it there with the keys inside and have the doors unlocked.
Okay.
You would have to place them on the driver's side floor mat.
Okay.
And you would have to waive liability for the vehicle.
Okay.
So
that's just an option.
Yeah, that's just an option.
Okay. All right. Anything else you need?
So you're going to be there or you want to do an unattended tow?
I think I'm going to be here.
Okay. And you will have those keys, correct?
Will I have a what?
You do have the keys to the vehicle, correct?
Yeah, I do have the keys.
And will anyone need a ride with the provider?
Not really. I can ride with a friend of mine.
Okay. And may I have the address in which the vehicle is currently located?
Oh, the address. Okay. Let me pull up this address right here. Let me give you an exact location. So it's actually okay. The address here is 639 North Pacific Coast Highway, El Segundo, California. Zip code here is 90245. I'm parked next to Carl's Jr. Actually, it's a Carl's Jr. address.
You say you're next to...
Huh?
You're next to the food place?
Yeah, Carl's
Jr. Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
So are you in the parking lot?
Yeah, I'm actually on the side street.
On East Palm Avenue?
Hang on a second. I'm actually on the side street. What's the name of the street? Yeah, East Palm Avenue, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, right at the end of East Palm Avenue and North Pacific Coast Highway. That is intersection right there.
Okay, just a second.
Side street right there.
And you did say you're towing it to a shop. Is the shop expecting you?
Yeah, they're expecting me. This
and
is my regular shop that I...
I'm sorry. Well, you can go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the regular shops that I go to.
And do you know what time they close?
They close at 6.
6?
Yeah, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
Where is your accent from?
Is that
a southern
accent? I'm sorry, what was that?
Is that a southern accent?
A falcon?
No, a southern.
Oh, yes.
The south?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's why I'm kind of like trying to protect.
And do they have after-hour drop-off?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And can you provide me with the address and where you want to take the vehicle?
Oh, the address. Okay. Hang on a second. Let me get to the address. Let me put it up here real quick. Okay. The address is 2187 Sampson Avenue.
Can you spell that for me?
Sampson, as in S-A-M for Mary, B for Paul, S for Sam, O for Oscar, N for Nancy. Sampson Avenue.
And it is in the same city as Segundo?
No, this is Corona.
Corona?
Yeah, Corona, California. Zip code 92879.
And is it called Perfect Auto Service?
Perfect Auto Service, correct. Oh,
oh.
The unit number is 111. Unit 111. Unit 111.
All righty. Something. Just a second. Can you give me that destination address again, please? I got the rest of it. Sampson
nice.
Avenue.
2187 Sampson Avenue. And that's Corona, California. Zip code is 92879.
Thank you so much.
And the unit is
111.
Right.
All right, so I was able to go ahead and get you mapped and located. Give me just a second. I'm still here, so just a second.
Okay.
I was having a few computer issues. Are you able to give me that location where the vehicle is at, over by Carl's Jr.?
You're saying?
Can you give me the address that you gave me that was over at Carl Jr.'s?
Oh, Carl's Jr. Oh, okay. Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
You lost it again? Carl's Jr. So this address for Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
639 North Pacific Coast Highway, El Segundo. The zip code is 90245. And the car is parked on East Palm Avenue. Right at the front of the intersection of East Palm Avenue.
Yes, sir, and, I got you.
And North Pacific Coast Highway.
All right, so I was able to go ahead and get you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider. You are covered for up to 100 miles.
Okay. So this should be enough?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider for you. Once I have that provider, you'll receive a text message with your provider information and how long it'll take them to get to you.
Right.
Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Oh, no, that's it. So I guess I just wait for the text?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. I guess that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. Have a great day.
You too.